Well, I was humping my bluey on the dusty Oodnadatta Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Oodnadatta, mate, with me you can ride. So I climbed in the cabin and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. I said, listen, mate, I've traveled every road in this hill land, 'cause I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man.
In this episode of Geo Talk, we pack our bags and jump in the car on a 4-day trip out through western New South Wales.
I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my.
Well, Geo Talk listeners, welcome. I'm here with Team Web Guy, aka Neil, on the first leg of our trip to Broken Hill and back to claim some caches in the western part of New South Wales. We're just outside of Bathurst, found my first cache for the day called Red Devil. It's quite an old one by Cine Crowders. Put a photo up on a Flickr set we might attach to this podcast. Fairly easy one, nothing too difficult. We've got a big day of driving today because we're driving all the way from Sydney, hopefully getting to Balranald, depending on how much time it takes. If it takes too long, we'll have to stop at Hay. We're going to pick up a number of old school caches along the way, including Vision Splendid, which is out near Hay, very old one from 2001. So join us for the ride as we travel around 2,500 kilometres of road through New South Wales. So it's a little bit further down the road. We've just passed through Cowra at 12:45 in the afternoon on a Friday. Did two caches that were very close to each other. I think these days you wouldn't find two caches within about 30 or 40 metres, but obviously the first one that I found was a multi from 2002, I think, or 2003, which was overlooking the old POW camp at Cowra, which was the scene of the infamous Cowra breakout back in 1944, where about 200 Japanese soldiers who were interned in the camp died in a mass exodus that occurred when they found out they were about to be transported to another site, I think out of Hay. And four Australian soldiers also died in the breakout. So that cache Nigeru, or I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but it's spelled N-I-G-E-R-U, and that was found, and I did a bit of caching karma points for myself. I knew that the cache had been damaged a while back, so we stopped by the local Woolies and picked up a new container, which was a little bit smaller than the old one. And when I got to the old one, sure enough, it was all cracked and brittle on the top, and inside, amongst all the trinkets, was about a million millipedes crawling around in it as well. So now the logbook, which is an old logbook, has a new one to go with it, some new pens and the old toys along with the new container. So I put that away, and then we found another cache only a few metres away nearby, which is a fairly old one as well. So Neil's behind the wheel as we head to Grenville, and looking forward to hitting the Hay Plains, the featureless, flat, straight Hay Plains. Not much to see, and hopefully we'll find a couple of caches along that road. Well, it's 5:30 on day one, and Webby has just basically thrown me out the car and said, you go find this one, I found it already. And the cache that actually I'm looking for is an old school cache, one from 2001 called Vision Splendid, by Alex. And the GC code is GC2F, and I think that's a 6F, placed in 2001. So it's quite an old cache. It's been on my to-do list for quite a while now, but it's a very remote one, and one of the reasons for travelling this way to Broken Hill, because normally you'd probably go through Dubbo and Cobar, but we're coming up from the south, and it's me as I climb up the hill. We're actually about halfway between West Wyalon and Hay. We just fueled up at Rankin Springs,
which was reminds me a bit of Radiator Springs from the movie Cars. Anyway, I'm climbing up this hill, keeping an eye out for snakes, shooing away lots of flies, watching rabbits bounce away, and having no path at all to go up to this hill, though there seems to be a bit of an animal track that I'm following. I'll join you in a sec, hopefully, with the cache in hand. Well, here I am huffing and puffing. I've reached the top of the ridge line where this geocache is hidden. I've got burrs in my socks because unlike normal, I've actually been wearing shorts today, which is a little bit unusual for me when I go geocaching, particularly in the bush. I forgot that I would be doing this one. So I've got burrs all in my socks. I'm 6 meters away from the cache. I've just dropped the bag for now. And I'm searching around to see if I can find it. Now, there's a big pile of outcrop of rocks over here. And lo and behold, there's also a pile of suspicious-looking rocks. And inside of it is the geocache 2001. Oh, and I think I scared away a spider. Quite a big one, too. He was guarding it. And the cache is in pretty decent condition. I actually brought a replacement because I thought this one was damaged, but obviously this one isn't. So, yay for me. And the view up here is quite splendid. Actually, it's not at GZ because you're on the top of the ridgeline and it's very hard to see through the trees. But on the way up, I had some spectacular views of the plains that we've just come from the east. And can see a few towards the west. But yay for me, I have found the geocache. Taking my time, I don't want to wear myself out. I've got another 3 days of this to go. So Neil's waiting in the car. I better sign the log and head back down to the bottom. I might drop him a text to let him know that I found it as well. Catch you soon. Well, it's day two of our trip to Broken Hill, and we got an early start out of hay this morning. Had a cup of coffee, I woofed down some cereal, we fueled up, and we've been driving for just a little under 2 hours, and we've stopped just outside of Balranald at a roadside stop here, or camping stop, rest area, and we've actually pulled out the BioLite little cam stove. I'll put a picture up of it on the web. And we're cooking breakfast, bacon, eggs and sausages with bread rolls. And it's really doing quite well. And it's lucky I brought it along because the gas barbecue that we've got on one of the O-rings seems to have disappeared and it's leaking gas this morning. So fortunately we had that with us. So a couple of Ks to get under the belt this morning, going via Mildura. Pick up a webcam cache over there, a couple of other old school caches, and then it's pretty much a 300k run north to Broken Hill. There are three caches along the way. One is disabled, so there won't be much caching once we get there. And then we're going to turn left, head west, and get into South Australia to Coburn. And we'll record a little bit of video of it too. So you'll see us gathering three states in one day, caches in three states. We'll get back to you again shortly, but first I've got to go get some breakfast. So here we are, we've crossed the border into Victoria, into Mildura, and believe it or not, even though I'm a born and bred Victorian, this is the first time I've actually been up to Mildura. I even have family members who grew up here, and my mother's been here many times. But the reason why we're here is to claim this webcam cache, which the webcam at the moment's offline, so we're just getting a photo in front of this fountain in the main street of Mildura. We might see if we can find one or two just on the river there where the paddle steamers were. There's Web Guy joining in. And, might even see if we can find the old post office around town as well. It's only going to be a quick stop because then it's back across the border into New South Wales and over to Wentworth and then heading north to Broken Hill.
Well, here we are at a fantastic location just west of Wentworth in southwestern New South Wales called Perry's Sandhills. And you can see in the background these amazing sand dune structures that are surrounding me. Now, they're not huge, but they're quite impressive. It's very warm out here. There's actually two geocaches that are hidden out here, and one of them is quite an old one from 2002 called Sand Dunes and Saltbush. We found that already. We're heading over to the other one and back to the information boards. There's a little bit of walk. You could do it in a four-wheel drive, maybe in a two-wheel drive, but we decided not to chance getting stuck in the sand. Webby found some outcrops of, looks like, old reef. We'll do a bit of reading up to find out if that's the case. But if you're ever out near this way, out Mildura Wentworth Way, check out this location, Perry Sandhills. Well, it's the end of day two, and we have achieved our goal. Unfortunately, I forgot to get some video when I was over at Coburn, at the Coburn Hotel, and a big thank you to Dallas, who not only quenched our thirst after a long drive from Wentworth, but also helped us find the cache. I'm now in the Silverton Hotel after we've had a couple of caches around Silverton, and you can see in the background there, there's a lot of Mad Max 2 memorabilia, along with Razorback, Town Like Alice, and a couple of other film and productions that have been done out here and adverts. And I've also taken part in the Silverton Pub Challenge. I'm not going to give it away what it is, but Neil and I have had a go. We both passed with flying colours and are a lot cooler for the experience. So that's our day two. Tomorrow we're heading back east towards Sydney. Hope you enjoy it. It's day three of our trip, and we're just north of Broken Hill. We spent the night, as you heard earlier, in Silverton, and we found a couple of caches around Broken Hill. Unfortunately, there's some nasty little nanos or micros that we had to DNF on two of them. But at the moment, we're at the Living Desert Sculpture Park, which is just north of Broken Hill. And it's a fascinating little park here with a lot of rock sandstone sculptures from artists of different countries. And you should check that out. It's also home to a virtual from virtual geocache that's here from 2004. The wind is picking up and it's certainly getting a lot warmer. In fact, in a couple of days' time, the temperature is going to hit 43 degrees Celsius here. So fortunately, we will be back in Sydney by then. But yeah, we're now heading east, heading to Ningen, which is our stop for tonight. And along the way, we'll stop at Cobar and a couple of other places to pick up some more caches. See you soon. Well, it's the end of day three, and we're here in Ningen, and it's actually been a very interesting day, to say the least. We started off going exploring Silverton again. We'd found the caches the night before and took a fantastic photosphere, which actually came out one of the first few photospheres that I've taken that's worked well, and I'll post a link to that. I'd missed one little tile, though, but I still think it came out quite well. Then along the way, we drove along the Barrier Highway, heading out to Ningen for the next 7 or so hours. Well, actually, before that, we went caching around Broken Hill, I should say. And it's an interesting city. There's this huge pile of dirt and rock right in the middle of it. So you have to actually see it to believe it. But yeah, we found a couple of caches there, and we also went out to the Living Desert sculpture display, and that was quite good to see that. You know, the different sandstone sculptures out there. I've seen a lot of posters and that of it. And then, yeah, we headed out to Wilcannia, picked up the odd cache here or there along the way, including my 25th 100th cache, and so I was pleased to have found that one. and then stopped at Wilcannia, which most people say don't. I can see why. It is a bit of a depressing town. There's not much happening in that town. So after that, we then jumped back in the car, came across a couple of caches at different trees, some interesting trees, and I'll show you some photos of those. The day before, on day two, yesterday, we found a bra tree. We're a tree covered in bras. Today, we found a cup tree, a doll tree or a bear tree, a chair tree, and I think that might have been all. There were a couple of other ones as well. Oh, hat tree. But along the way, I noticed that the car wasn't quite sounding right. And by the time we pulled into Ningen tonight at about 7 o'clock, after we set up camp, I said to Neil, I don't think anything's right with it. So we dropped by the RSL club to have dinner. And while there, I called up Roadside Assist and actually stuck my head under just beforehand. And sure enough, the muffler has cracked and come apart. Well, not the muffler, but the exhaust. And so thankfully, one of the local mechanics here, an apprentice by the name of Dean, thank you very much, Dean, has welded it all back together. We're a little bit lighter in the pocket, but hopefully we'll get that sorted out with the not-to-be-mentioned car company whose exhaust seemed to, for no reason on its own, crack apart. Anyway, we'll be back on the road tomorrow. At the moment, Neil is searching around vainly for a cache. I think he may have actually found it. I'm not too sure, but we're hoping to find a few in Ningen tonight, get up early in the morning, and then head back on the road to Sydney, dropping by Web Guy's old hometown of Dubbo and a few other caches along the way. It's middle of the morning on day four as we're heading down the road back to Sydney. We had an early start out of Ningen, this morning. We stopped at Narromine for a bite to eat for breakfast, and also have picked up an old multi in Dubbo, which is the birth, well, not the birthplace, but the place that Team Web Guy grew up and cut his teeth on life and the universe and everything else that revolves around it. And we're then at a lookout at a little town called, is it Geary?
Where
are we? Geary, yeah. On the way to Wellington to find an old virtual and an earth cache down there. Certainly warming up weather-wise. I'm glad we're not far west as we were earlier in this trip. On the way, we found quite a handsome specimen of a black snake, or a, was it a red belly or just a black snake, do you think? Red belly black, where we wanted to get some close-up photos of it, but it wasn't too impressed and started to flatten out, at which point we all ran like girls screaming away. Actually, we just casually walked off and the snake slid and we never saw it again, so for all we know, it could be up in the car right now hiding, getting a free trip to Sydney. Anyway, we continue on this warm day, logging finds and enjoying this changing scenery, which is now very, very different to what we saw out in the far west. Much more rolling hills and tall trees and dry grassy land. Catch you with you soon. So we've just left Wellington and we've actually stopped at a old tin, corrugated tin church. I might get a photo of this. And Webby has found a toilet and what he calls a funny dunny that's located about 30 or 40 metres behind it. For some reason, Webby has this fascination with old toilets, drop toilets. So I'm trying to encourage him to set up a waymarking category for it. Anyway, he's out in the heat in the grass taking a photo of this. I might get a photo of him doing it. And we'll continue on our journey. Well, we're just about at the end of our trip. We've clocked over 2,600 kilometres and we're sitting at the site of the Geocaching New South Wales State Challenge Geocache, which is here on Narrow Neck near Katoomba.
And unfortunately, I can't log it yet because I've only got 13 of the 14 regions done so far. But someone who can and has is Neil. Congratulations, web guy.
Thank you.
So part of the reason why we did this insane trip out to Broken Hill was to log a find somewhere in the far west. What has been the highlight of this trip over the last 4 days for you?
Having a beer at the Silverton pub. No, actually, there was some sand dunes out of in
Wentworth?
Yeah, Wentworth.
Yeah.
Can't think of what it's called. Kerry's Plains or something?
Yes, I have to look it up. Perry Sandhills.
Perry Sandhills. What a stunning spot. It just seriously was. I mean, we probably could have driven around to where the cache was, but we decided to go cross-country, and that'll be something I won't forget for a while. Just the sheer variety of terrain we've just been through, from really arid to back here in the mountains where I prefer to cache. So
it's been quite amazing actually to think that only 30 hours ago we were standing up on the top of the hill overlooking Broken Hill, and in that time, as you say, we've seen so much different changing landscapes. We've seen wild goats hiding in roadside stops. We've unfortunately hit a number of birds. I think I tallied three, you got one. So yeah. I won the count there. Not that I should gloat about that. And we had the incident with the exhaust last night in Ningen. But thank you, Dean, once again for fixing that. You thought he did a very good job.
Yeah, he did. We snapped it off and he did a really good job.
Yeah, no, he's only a second year apprentice, but I think he's going to go far. If you're ever in Ningen and you need some work done, go see Dean. So, only an hour left of driving back down the mountains, and I think...
Turn around and go again.
You wanted to... Well, I'm thinking maybe we should go up to Burke now.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll go to Burke and Cameron's Corner. Maybe another trip. We'll save for another time. All right, better get in the car and head down the hill.
What's the matter? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's been, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, look, that's fine, but how about...
Big Red, Long Den, Long Wooden Bong, Ballarat, Canberra, Mulpera, Yundam, Skunk, Flat, Plonk, Curry, River, Murray, Curry, Curry, Guru, Wing, Terry, Gold, Stock, Mobile, Colorado, Narrabeen, Bendigo, Dorigo, Bangalore, Windapuri, Kirribilli, Yurrin, Philly, Wallandilly. Don't be silly, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's been, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been here, there, everywhere. I've been everywhere.